Welcome to Girl Power here on Lancer Radio, the show that empowers women on and off the campus of Pasadena State College. On today's episode, I spoke with Olympian Erica Wu and what it means to be an Olympian. Let's show off some of that girl power here on Lancer Radio, streaming live from the campus of Pasadena State College at www.lancerradio.org. Have you ever watched a table tennis match? If not, then grab your paddle and get ready for this year's Summer Olympics. I spoke with future Olympian Erica Wu about her upcoming journey in London this summer. How did you first get interested in the sport of table tennis?
Well, competitive table tennis is really different from what people usually think in America. You know, they think of it as an activity you do in your basement, but it's really not like that. It's a lot faster than what people expect, and we can add a lot of spin to the ball, which makes it really complicated on how you return every ball. And I started playing when I was 7, and I played a lot of different sports. And then I just tried table tennis like once a week just for fun. And then my coaches said that I had, talent and I should keep on playing, and they started taking me to tournaments. And when I was 9, I won my first trophy at like this local tournament, and it was my first trophy that I didn't win, like, as a participation trophy. It was the first trophy that I actually earned. You know, I had to beat other people to get this trophy, and I was so excited, and I felt, I practiced for this trophy, I worked for it, and that was an amazing feeling. And so that was when I thought I could keep on doing this. I could practice more, and I can see how far I can go. And so that was kind of the turning point.
What do you tell people that who say table tennis isn't a sport?
There's so much I could say that it's kind of hard for me to start, but I'm just like, either you should go try or you should go watch, because it's hard for me to explain without sounding kind of, bossy or I don't know. But like, I just say you should really go watch because it'll be different from what you expect. And it's a really hard sport. You really need to train for it.
I watched a little bit of you on YouTube. I watched your qualifying match. What can you say your experience was going into that match and qualifying for the Olympics?
It was very nerve-wracking. I was really, really nervous because this is a once every 4 years thing, and I knew that everyone was working really hard. It might have been anyone, and I wanted those spots, but I know other people wanted them too. And if I didn't make it, it would be kind of hard for me to make it in 4 years because I'd be in college, and I might not have that much time to train. And so this was it, And I was just so nervous. But on the court, I was telling myself, well, don't think about how nervous you are. Think about what you should do. And so when I was on court, it was not that bad. But it was off court, like before a match, that was, the worst. And then after I made it, I was just so, I couldn't believe it because it was something that I've been dreaming about for a really long time, and it's the Olympics. It's like, it's just such a big, sporting event that I couldn't really believe I made it, and I've been so happy for even a month afterwards, I still can't really believe it.
Do you have a lot of family that's going to be traveling with you to London?
Yeah, they all want to go, but it's going to be really expensive, so. Yeah,
I can imagine all that flight tickets and stuff. You're part of the team now. How's your training been?
I train the same as I did before because we're not the team isn't going to train together until we get to London, probably a week and a half in advance, because we live in different areas. And so I just train, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. Yeah.
And training involves just being on the you're working with table tennis, or do you have conditioning and running or anything like that?
Well, Monday through Thursday and sometimes Friday, I train an hour and a half at the table, and then half an hour I do serves, and then half an hour I do physical, conditioning. And then Saturday and Sunday, I train maybe 3-4 hours. But you need to work on, your footwork. You need to work on weightlifting to get stronger. You need to work on, sit-ups, your legs, your core, your arms, your wrist. There's a lot you need to work on. Running, you basically need to work your whole body. So it's not just your arm or something.
Do you have a partnership also? Do you guys do doubles in table tennis?
Yeah, we don't focus on doubles. But in team matches where it's three people against three people, the format is two singles matches, one doubles match, and then two singles matches, where one person plays two singles, and then two people play one singles, one doubles. And then so in those matches, it's going to be doubles. But it's not something we usually focus on. It's not something we really train for.
So you want to be one of those people that be paired up with somebody then for a double match?
Well, I'm going to be part of the team match, so I will play doubles. But normally, that's just a format of the Olympics. But, like, in the U.S., I don't really play doubles that much.
Now, going into the Olympics, what type of competition do you think is going to be the hardest?
Well, you know, our whole team for the women's side, the three people on the team are, you know, 15 years old to 16 years old. And so we're pretty much going to be the youngest team going in, and we'll be the most inexperienced. And we aren't very professional because we go to school and train at the same time, because it's hard in the U.S. to train in table tennis and do nothing else, because it's not even such a big sport here. And countries in Asia and Europe, you know, they've been training their entire lives for 5-6 hours a day for this. And so I guess it's not so much about winning that we're focused on. It's more about enjoying the experience and doing the best we can do. And then after that, just, you know, thinking, okay, you know, I gave it my all. It's okay if I didn't win, but maybe next time, maybe when we're older.
Since winning a medal seems to be a long shot, what would your ultimate goal be for this year's Olympics?
It's going to be such an amazing experience, you know, and so we are not going to win a medal, like, that's for sure. And then so I hope I can learn from the people there and watch them play and then see if I can come back and become a better player, you know.
Is this your first time going to London?
I've been there when I was like 7, but I don't really remember it.
Are you going to do any sightseeing, any special places you want to go to while being there?
Yeah, I'm taking AP Euro, so, you know, Great Britain has been a really big part of that. And so I want to go see, like, the historical places in London, which I usually wouldn't be really interested in, but since I learned so much about it, I would want to go see, you know, the place where they had the Great Exhibition and stuff like that.
Young girls that want to become an Olympian, what kind of advice can you give them?
I think the most important part is to persevere, because if you want it enough, hard work will come. Like, you're going to work hard if you want to. But a lot of people, they can't take it when they don't do as well as they think they will or they should, and then they just give up after a few years. And I think the most important part is to stick with it, because it's impossible to always have, like, a winning streak. You know, you're going to lose. You're probably going to lose more than you're going to win, especially at first. But if you stick with it and if you really want it, then the hard work will pay off eventually.
You can catch Erica Wu and the rest of her Olympians in this year's Summer Olympics in London. This year's Olympics will be held July 27th to August 12th. This is Mindy Lockhart for Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today's episode of Girl Power. Remember, girls, we have all the power to succeed. All we have to do is use it. I'm Mindy Lockhart for Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org.